In Matthew, the 15th chapter, in the 25th verse, this woman worshiped the Lord, and you know how she worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." How many know that's worship when you ask God to help you? It said she worshiped him. How did she worship him? It said she came and worshiped him. And you know what she said? "Lord, help me." Man. You know what Jesus said? "You have not because you ask not." And that word "ask" in the Greek means demand. Everybody today has demands on the job, right? Reading the paper every day. Everybody has their demands. Government has their demands. People have their demands. Jesus said, "You have not because you ask not." And ask means demand. Demand what rightfully belongs unto you. You're not demanding something that don't belong unto you. It's your inheritance. So this woman comes and worships him. And this is what she says in her worship: "Lord, help me." Amen. I'm going to tell you how to worship tonight. When you get him, get right in his face. Somebody didn't hear me. I said, get right in his face and say what? Thank you. Man. Or say you don't have because you don't ask. This woman went to Jesus, worshipped him, saying. Amen. She didn't say glory, glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. Worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help." But he answered and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." Because she was a Gentile. She wasn't Jewish. And she said, "You're right. Call me whatever you want." See? That's why people can't receive from God, because they don't have the right attitude. Too much prejudice. Prejudice keeps you from receiving from God. You get rid of your prejudice, you'll get a miracle in your life. Man. And she says, "You're right." But she said, "The dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table." I told you last night I preached for 2 hours. Now, nobody can retain 2 hours worth of speaking. About 10 minutes is all you can retain. But I said, there are crumbs. Some of you didn't hear me. I don't expect them to have the whole loaf. But there are crumbs. Just a little crumb, a little truth that you receive can change your life. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus took a loaf of bread, blessed it, and broke it. That's what I'm doing. I'm breaking the bread of life to you tonight. He blessed it and he broke it. And with that bread, he fed a multitude. And after the multitude was fed, there was still bread left over. 5 loaves and 2 fish. You talk about a creative miracle. I believe that God is going to bless your bread.
Amen.
If there ever was a time where your grocery bills are just getting completely out of reason. I saw a cartoon that the woman was pushing the money in the shopping cart and carrying the groceries out. That's true, isn't it? She had the money in the shopping cart, pushing the shopping cart in with money and carrying out the groceries. If there ever was a time that you needed a creative miracle, I said, it's in this hour we're living in. Jesus had to pay some taxes. Peter said, "Hey, Jesus, the tax collector is here." The Lord said, "Well, go down to the water, cast the hook in." The first fish you catch, it's going to have money in its mouth. Now, what is a fish doing with money in its mouth? A lot of people say, well, I can't believe that. Well, scientists can't figure out how a bumblebee flies. Because aeronautically, its body is too big for its wings. So the bumblebee should not be able to fly. But you know why it flies? Because nobody told it it couldn't fly. God created it. I said, God created the bumblebee, and he said, fly. That's why we can't get a lot of things in life, because of people's negative attitude. Like the 12 that went in to spy out the land of Canaan, 10 came back with a bad report. And because of the bad report, it affected millions of lives. Millions of lives. That it should have went into the promised land. They came back and said, there's men as giants, there's walled cities. Here I am, like Caleb and Joshua, telling people the truth. That you can possess what God has promised you. And people go around and say, he's a false prophet. I ain't prophesied anything. I'm telling you what's in God's word. I'm breaking the bread here tonight. Problem is that the other so-called preachers don't have the revelation. It's not given to them. That's why the disciples said to Jesus, why do you speak in parables? He said, because the mysteries of the kingdom is not given to everyone to know. There are just some people that God don't want to share his truth with. In other words, what I'm saying, there is just some people God don't like. I didn't hear too many amens. And don't tell me you like everybody either. Because I'll go out and I'll get some stones out there. And the first one without sin, cast the first stone. We have any rocks up there? That's what Jesus said, you know. Oh, this woman is a sinner. Well, Jesus said, you that are without sin, cast the first stone at her. And I'm going to tell you again, there are just some people you don't like. Oh, I never heard, I thought God is love. Yeah, God is love, but love is not God. No, somebody didn't hear me. God is love, but love is not God. God is powerful. And if he wasn't a God of power, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You wouldn't be sitting here. In other words, he chose to be a good God. He has the choice like you have to either be good or evil. It's your choice. It's up to you. You're not doing God any favors when you say, the day I accepted the Lord. You don't accept nothing. The day that I accepted the Lord. If he didn't choose you, you wouldn't be sitting here tonight. Now, some of you hear me. I said, if God didn't choose you, you would not be sitting here tonight. The choice is God's. Jesus said, no man, no woman. I'm not going to leave you ladies out. No man or no woman can come unto me, Jesus said, except the Father. Except the Father which had sent me, draw him. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. He does the choosing. So he is a God of power. Everyone say, power.
Power.
God didn't like everyone to know his day, did he? What happened? Only 8 were saved. God didn't like everyone in Sodom and Gomorrah, did he? Huh? Only Lot and his family came out. I'm just bringing out some truths to you tonight. And when you have truth, truth will make you free. That God is a God of power. And he chose to be a good God. And those that don't choose, God says, I'll give you up and I'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. God does not deal with people and curtsy and bow before them and say, will you please accept me? God don't need your acceptance. Look what he made in creation. Oh, some of you didn't hear me. You know, we look like to God, like when you look down at a bunch of ants walking around. Come on. And you know what? It tells us in the Word of God, consider the what? Ant. Not your aunt, the ant. Your aunt won't help you. But God said, you can learn something from a little ant. Man, come on. I don't know how they carry them big chunks of bread. Do you know, Barry?
They're built entirely different. They have their skeletons on the outside, so they're much stronger than us. God put it in them. They can carry, like, you know, 50 times their size.
They can carry what?
50 times their size. That's like carrying a car.
Hello? Yeah, you can learn something from the ant, not aunt.
Proverbs 6.
Yes, I have it right here. Thank you, son. I want to say thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Go to the aunt, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. She don't have no guide, oversee, or ruler. Provided her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? How does it read, Kevin, in the Living Bible in Proverbs 6, starting with the 6th verse to the 9th?
Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy fellow.
Take a lesson. You don't have to look at me. Tomorrow, look at an ant. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. Amen. Go look at a bumblebee. No one told the ant it couldn't carry an automobile, but it carries it. So what do we do, Kevin?
Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy fellow. Learn from their ways and be wise. For though they have no king to make them
They don't even have a preacher.
Nope.
Say thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Some of you think you can't get along without a preacher. I'm just breaking the bread. That's all I'm doing. I'm a breaker of bread. Amen. Was that slogan, what bread company don't sleep all night? Tasty bread or something? I don't know. It used to be. What's the matter with you folks? Why don't you get some old folks here so they can help me?
Oldie, but a goodie.
Something might be silver cup or something.
Oh, yeah, silver cup.
We bake while you sleep.
That's right. We bake while you sleep. Silver cup. Can you say, I'm baking while you folks are here sleeping? I'm just breaking bread here tonight. Amen. It's up to you to do it. No one can force you to eat it. You can put food in front of somebody and say, oh, I don't like that. You know what I found out? Fussy people about food are fussy about everything. So if you're going to marry somebody, watch what they eat. So what do we do with the ant, Kevin?
For though they have no king to make them work.
Wait, say no preacher.
For they have no preacher to make them work.
Good. Some preachers think if it wasn't for them, the world couldn't go on. I'm here to tell you that if it wasn't for Jesus, we couldn't go on. Can somebody say hallelujah? I said if it wasn't for Jesus, I've been telling you. I said a lot of congregations in Long Island, the preacher should pay them for listening to him. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Hey, things go by quickly in life. Just two more people I know died today. One died last week. One the week before. Well, you know, I'm what I'm going to do tomorrow. Well, you better do it today. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. So what does it say, Kevin?
For though they have no preacher to make them work, yet they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. But you, all you do is sleep. When will you wake up?
Turn to the one next to you and say, wake up!
Wake up.
I tell you, this is a special night tonight. Amen. So we're going back to Matthew, Kevin. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
I enjoy this book. Everybody, oh, wasn't that food good? Wow, I found a good restaurant. Oh, it's good. And about 2 months later, you know what? That food ain't as good as I thought it was. I got a better place. Any kind of food is good. Can you say amen? Thank God you have it. People don't enjoy what they have. Going back to Matthew 15. And she worshiped the Lord and she said, help! What did she say?
Help!
What a way to worship, huh? You know how to get his attention. That's what worship is. Worship is getting God's attention. I didn't hear too many amens. I said worship is to get his attention like Bartimaeus. He was blind. He heard Jesus was passing by, and he said, Son of David, help!
Help.
You know what the congregation said that didn't go to Pastor Prevenus' church? They said, shh, be quiet. Shh. Making too much noise, you know. The more they told him to be quiet, the more he cried out. Amen. He knew how to get the Lord's attention. They told him to be quiet, and he cried out all the louder. And Jesus stood still. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. Oh, the Lord said, come here. Come here. Now the man was blind. He couldn't see. They said, well, why didn't Jesus walk over to him? Because the Lord was showing you the man had the right attitude. He had the courage, though he was blind, to stumble over to where the voice was. Amen. That's the problem. You see, we're getting to the voice of God. Amen. That's what the word of God does. It brings us to his voice. And he's stumbling blind, and the Lord says, come here. And he's walking like this, going, where are you? Come on, say it again. Come here. And he's come, and he finally gets to him. That's what God is looking for. Amen. Blind man gets over to Jesus, stumbling around. Now that he's there, Jesus said, what do you want? What a slap in the face. He knew the man was blind. He saw the way the guy was walking. He was trying to find his way over to Jesus. Then Jesus said, what do you want? You know, there's a lot of people that go to church, they don't even know what they want. They don't know what they're doing there. That's the truth. Amen. They just go out of tradition. That's the only reason why they go to church. Just the tradition. And the Lord said, by your traditions, you make the word of God a none effect. Coming to a building is not going to help you. But when you get to the Lord and you say, what?
Help!
You say, what?
Help!
What do you say?
Help!
That's how you worship. Bartimaeus that he was worshiping. What do you think God is there for? To penalize you? He's there to help you. He knows who he is. You don't have to remind God that he's God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I believe in praise, you know. But you don't have to remind God. He knows he's God. Everybody say, he knows he's God. People have to think, they got to remind him who he is. I know who he is, and God knows who he is. So what happened, Kevin? Matthew, with the woman. With the crumb.
The crumb.
You see, you don't need the whole loaf here tonight. I'm not giving you the whole loaf. All you need is a crumb. That's all. Just one crumb of truth will change your life. What was I doing last night, Barry? About 2 hours baking bread there?
Yeah, that was good. 2 hours.
2 hours.
Baked 2 hours. Baked a lot of bread.
Baked a lot of bread at that church last night where I was preaching. Amen. But they needed it. They needed it. And I just let them have it. Amen. Don't invite me to a funeral service because I act the same way there as I do here. You know, people think at a funeral service, everything changes. Any funeral service Jesus went to, they had a revival. Amen. With a woman's son. And she's weeping and moaning, and Jesus sees and has compassion. She didn't ask for help. Jesus goes over, and he tells the widow woman's son, get up out of the coffin. My God, what would happen at a funeral home if someone jumped out of the coffin around here? Jairus' daughter dead. He's going to the house with Jairus. And there's people, you know, they hire professional people to mourn and to cry. They hire people to do that. When Jesus got to the house, he kicked them all out. That's why he had Peter, James, and John with him. They were his bodyguards. Hello? He says, Peter, James, and John, get him out of here. There's no faith around this place with them crying and carrying on. You get over to the little girl. She was 12 years old. He said, arise. And when she arose, he said, give her something to eat. Come on. I said, it's in the Bible. He says, arise. A 12-year-old girl takes her by the, arise. When she gets up, go get her a Wendy's hamburger. Hallelujah. Go get her a Big Mac. Hallelujah. Amen. He gets down to Lazarus' house. They said, you're too late? How many know with the Lord it's never too late? How many know with the Lord it's never too late? It's too late? Should have came when we called you. Well, he said, for you to listen to me, you wouldn't have buried him when he died. Because I told you, this sickness is not unto death. You see, they weren't listening. They didn't catch a crumb. They were more taken up with themselves than in what the Lord was saying. That's the problem. People think that their problems are bigger than God. Your problem is not bigger than God. Man. People, they need a special atmosphere to receive a miracle from God. A special atmosphere, you know. Got to set the stage. That's what they're doing now in these big crusades. They set the atmosphere, you know. That, lights are dim. They dim the lights. And, you know, the microphone has to be at a certain level. Amen. Jesus was in a boat with his disciples, and he said, we're going over the other side, the Sea of Galilee. And while he is sleeping, a storm arises. He didn't have time for a special atmosphere service. He didn't have time for the lights to be dim. Amen? He didn't have time for the level to be set on the microphone. And they wake Jesus up, they said, hey, what's the matter with you? You're sleeping. We're going to die. Amen. We're going to die. But if they would listen to him, but they were so taken up with themselves, instead of listening to what he said, he said, we're going over. And I'm here prophesying over every one of you tonight. You're going to make it. You've made it this far, and you're going to make it the rest of the way. Go ahead and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You're going to make it. Thus saith the Lord. No special atmosphere. Wind, storm, waves. They wake him up. And he rebukes the storm. And then he rebukes them. Then he rebukes them. He said, oh ye of little faith. Are you here tonight? Not only did he rebuke the storm, he rebuked the disciples. So what happened to this woman, Kevin?
He answered and said, it is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Whole means complete. When God does a work in someone's life, when he touches you, look up the word whole in the dictionary. It's talking about spiritually, physically, and financially. Can you say hallelujah? Does a complete work. He doesn't do half a job in your life. That's why it said that the daughter was whole. Because God did a complete work. Healed her physically. She was oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. And there's a lot of oppression in the world today. And if you give in to that oppression, then you will be demon possessed. If you give in, you see, Christians can be oppressed. But we got the word of Lord like Jesus and say, devil, it is written. Devil, it is written. Say, devil, it is written. Man, if you know what's written in God's word, it said the devil had to leave him. And when the devil left him, angels come and ministered unto him. Hey, hallelujah. When you resist the devil and you're going through the battle, it said angels came and ministered to Jesus. Come on, somebody here tonight. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man. You want to see angels minister to you. We're not here worshiping angels. People actually worship angels. Angels are to take care of us. We are God's inheritance, not the angels. The angels are created beings. Their job is to watch over you. You have bodyguards. Many of you can look back in your life how God has spared your life from tragedy. And you say, how did that happen? It was an angel, amen, that God had sent that watches over you. Amen. Amen. After the devil left him, because he knew to say, it is written. That's why the devil don't like this school of the prophet service. Because it's going to make a change. All you need is a crumb. Say, thank you for a crumb, pastor.
Thank you for a crumb.
You're welcome. Can't eat the whole loaf. Can't retain everything you're saying. Even I can't. Sometimes I wonder even what I said. I have to listen to myself after on a tape. I say, wow, did I say that? You say, what is it? It's the Spirit of God. It brings to you things to remembrance. He gives you fresh oil. There are some preachers, they need their oil changed. They got sludge in the tank. Not only the oil changed, they need the filter changed. And on top of that, they need a grease job. Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Alex Rodriguez just hit a home run. Yay!
Yeah.
I mean, people go to Yankee Stadium, they shout. Carry on! Everyone thinks that's normal. Come to church and yell like that, they think you're crazy. Watching a man hit a little ball with a stick. So continue, Kevin, in Matthew 15 chapter and the 29th verse. What does it say?
And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and he sat down there.
Some of you got to find a mountain and go sit down for a while. Are you there? Got to get away from folks. It said he went up into a mountain, he sat down there. And he's sitting there, and multitudes came unto him. And listen to what happened. This is, I told you, creative miracles. I told you about the loaves and the fish. I told you about the fish with money in its mouth. I told you with Jesus in a boat, and he rebukes the wind and the sea. Now multitudes come unto him, and listen to what happens. We're going to see this. What took place in the Living Bible?
30th verse, a vast crowd brought him, their lame, their blind, the maimed, and those who could not speak, and many others, and laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. What a spectacle it was. Those who had not been able to say a word before were talking excitedly.
Wait a minute. Who's the mother here that brought the grandchild? There's the evidence of it. So the dumb were speaking, Kevin?
Yes, they were.
And what else?
And those with missing arms and legs had new ones.
Wait a minute now. Jesus picked up the ear. Everybody say ear. Of one of the soldiers that came to take him captive when they were going to crucify him. Peter, the disciples were carrying swords under their clerical garments. Are you here? They were carrying swords under their clerical garments. Peter took out his sword and was going to cut off the soldier's head. But he missed and got the ear. And it says Jesus picked up the ear and stuck it back on the soldier's head. Can you say praise the Lord? No sutures, no nothing. It said he picked up the ear and stuck it back on. Are you here? So is that in the Bible? That is in the Word of God. So, those with what, Kevin?
Missing arms and legs.
Missing arms and legs, go ahead.
Had new ones.
Had new ones. Everybody say, new ones.
New ones.
Man, creative God. If bread can multiply, if a meal barrel cannot empty, in 1 Kings 17... When the woman said, "That's the last bit of meal I have." And Elijah said, "Well, if you give me something to eat, the Lord told me to tell you, the meal barrel will never empty, neither will the crucifix fail." And for 3 years, the woman had a continual miracle in the meal barrel. You say, how did it happen? I don't know. I don't know how I ate food and digest it and how I eliminated. If I worried, I wouldn't eat. Did I say something wrong or what? Do you worry what's going to happen when you eat food? Yet when it comes to, well, how is God going to do it? Well, try to figure out your digestive system. It works. Say it works. If it didn't, you wouldn't be sitting here tonight. You getting the message? It works. And people tried to figure out the things of God when one of the greatest creative miracles is this body that you're living in. Can you say amen? You need to take a little inventory sometime and say, my God, how does it function? We say we have a brain. You know what your brain is? A piece of meat. How does a piece of meat think? Hello? How does a piece of meat think, Barry?
Actually, your spirit does the thinking.
Thank you.
Because when the spirit's gone, there's no more brain.
Thank you. Little electrodes, a little electricity there. Hello? You know what that electricity is? That's the spirit. Everybody say the spirit. How many know the spirit is fire? And when there's fire, there's a spark. And from a spark, there's electricity. Oh, say thank you, Pastor. God breathed into man the breath of life. And the word breath means fire. He kindles a fire. Do you have a temperature? Yes. Why do you have a temperature? Because there's a fire inside of you. Where's that fire come from? From the spirit that God breathed into man. Are you getting it tonight? Is everything a fire in life, Barry?
Everything is a fire.
Tell him. Explain.
It starts with the sun. There'd be no life if there wasn't the sun. Sun is nothing but a ball of fire. Everything else is a fire, too. These lights, there's fire inside of these lights, but they're contained, so you don't really burn anything down. But everything is your car, your body. Every time you burn calories, everything is a fire. The whole creation is a fire, a consuming fire.
What's an atom? What, is an atom a fire?
Your atom is a fire, too. An atom, as a matter of fact, we want to reach out into space and see this great thing, the solar system. You have that right at the tip of your finger, because you have the sun and then you have the planets that go around. That's exactly the same way that an atom is built, and you're made up of atoms and molecules and organs and tissues, and God puts the whole thing together. It's all around the sun. S-O-N. Amen.
Then we're going to try to figure it out. That we're doing God a favor, you know. Yes, well, I may accept you, Lord. You know, right now I'm too busy. Got too many things to do in life. Wasted years. Are you there? Going out and singing when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. When the stars in the sky are like pasta bazool. Are you here? They don't even listen to how ridiculous and what is going on, because there's the mentality level. But when God comes into your life, can you say hallelujah? Amen. You become part of creation. Can you say praise the Lord? He puts a song in your heart. He puts joy in your life. He puts peace in your life. He puts healing in your life. He puts prosperity in your life. A change takes place. A change takes place. I said, when Jesus comes in to your life, can you say glory to God? Oh, I feel good here tonight. So what happened, Kevin?
So those with missing arms and legs had new ones. The crippled were walking and jumping around. And those who had been blind were gazing about them. The crowds just marveled and praised the God of Israel.
They just marveled. Praising the God of Israel.